Come on up, everybody. Dell and the guys couldn't make it last year, so they're back here for, I believe the fourth time they've been up here, and the fourth time we're doing this event. You can come on, because we're ready to get you to start playing right off the bat as soon as you're ready. But last time Dell wore shorts, so I thought, well, if he can wear shorts, I can wear shorts. But you never know. You never know. A little later, I think I'll be happier than he is. But right now, he looks much cooler. So, Dell, this might sound like a weird question, but since we've already had some of the normal ones in past years, tell us about your hair.
Oh,
I'm serious. Got the best hair in bluegrass, so, you know, like, got any secrets or anything?
You know, really, I don't, Pete. It's just there. It's all there is to it.
Not for everybody.
It's getting thin, though. Yeah, starting to thin out back there.
That's really rough.
You're still good.
Oh, yeah. I first met Dell the first time we talked is when Dell, when it was the first time I saw Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys 41 years ago, 1962, and Dell was playing the banjo with Monroe, and there was a certain lick I heard him do during the show that I'd wondered what it was, and so my first conversation was, you know that lick, you know, up the neck, and he actually knew which one I meant, and he showed it to me. Yeah, and I don't think you charged me anything. You were just so nice. Then the next time we actually got together is when you played up in Ithaca, where I was living at the time, and you came over to the house with a band at the time, and that was before either of your sons existed yet.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
You had a great series of bands over the years with different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I can remember. We went to your house, and I think we played the college. Was it the college?
Yeah, right? Cornell.
Cornell, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, in those days, the government funded a lot of those things, didn't it? Yeah.
Government's busy, so busy doing other things these days.
I know. Yeah. But,
gotta keep busy.
Gotta keep busy.
Well, I know this band has now stayed together 10 years. Is that right? The exact
maybe 11 more? Even 12.
So Jason's the new guy, right? So he would know. Oh, you're the new guy.
Yeah,
okay. So what year? 11 years. All right. Yeah. But since these guys are all into bluegrass from all shapes and angles, they probably know a lot of the early material, too.
Yeah, you know, they do. They know it better than I do. Really.
Well, I was thinking you don't have to do this now, but mm-hmm. I already have one in mind, but it might be one of the higher singing ones. I think I'll wait on that. But why don't you pick one from either in the earlier years or nowadays? You know, I know
sure.
You have a new record just about out. So, or is it already out?
It'd be out in the middle of August.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it comes out there.
I'm sure we'll be hearing some
August,
of that.
You know, but yeah, we'll do some of those songs here on the show. I don't know if we should do them now or not.
I mean, how many people will be violated if they have to hear the same song twice in a week? Anybody? There's somebody back there. All right. All right. Well, figure it out and let's hear one from the Del McCurry Band.
All right. We'll leave it. Thank you. Well, you know, I guess new or old, it may be a little rough because I'm sneezing this morning. Anybody else sneezing? Are you? Wow. Boy, this good air does something to you, doesn't it? Well, let's see. I don't know if I probably don't have to introduce these guys because they've been teaching here. And so I guess you knew who all was up here. Boy, they're a long ways from me. Look at them. And now they're closing in on me again. I don't know what to do. Maybe we'll just do a request. Or try to do a request.
Well, my thought was high on a mountain, but I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, sure, I could do that, I think, yeah. I could do it low on the mountain this morning. Come in there, Pete.
Yeah, I'd like if you do it, and then I'll talk just a little bit about the song itself, but okay. A lot of people have heard the Hot Rise version, and a lot of it is borrowed from Dell's version.
Well, that's a great version, though. I like it.
Well, thanks, but I'm sure is closer to the original than ours is, and we even sort of got it slightly renamed by accident. So I think it'll be cool for these people to hear your version.
And you know, too, Pete, since you mentioned naming it, actually the title of it is High on the Mountain, and on my record it got named different. Too, right from the start, so don't feel bad about that.
I'll get over it.
Because she, Bell, get over it, eh? But Olabelle Reed Campbell, her maiden name was Campbell, and she wrote that song, and she came up to me one day. They used to play, I'll tell you a little history about her. They used to play, her and her brother, Alec, played staff band at Sunset Park up there in West Grove, PA, and which was just up the road from New River Ranch, which was just across the line in Maryland. And those two parks, they were kind of in competition back in those days, but they played both. They were staff band at both of those parks at one time or another. But anyway, we went to play Sunset Park one day, and Old Bell said, "I've got a song for you. It's High on the Mountain." That was the way she said it, And so I didn't have time to hear it then, but I told her, she said, "I've got a lot of songs, and I wish you'd come to the house, and I'll play them all for you." And I just happened to have a little tape recorder in those days, a little reel-to-reel. It was before cassettes and all that stuff, But anyway, she sang a whole bunch of songs for me that day, and that was one of them, High on the Mountain. And so I'll try. I don't know how it's going to sound.